Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. It is a little bit after 7 o'clock here on this Thursday morning, and Democrats debate in Las Vegas. We have the story.
Right out of the gate, Senator Bernie Sanders said Mike Bloomberg's stop-and-frisk policy as New York mayor was too polarizing for him to be the nominee. Senator Elizabeth Warren went further.
I'd like to talk about who we're running against. A billionaire who calls women fat broads and horse-faced lesbians. And no, I'm not talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about Mayor Bloomberg.
In a discussion on the economy, Bernie Sanders said workers should be able to sit on corporate boards. Bloomberg called that ridiculous.
We're not going to throw out capitalism. We tried that. Other countries tried that. It was called communism, and it just didn't work.
Former Mayor Pete Buttigieg said Sanders wants to burn the house down, and Bloomberg wants to buy the party out. In Las Vegas, Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Wichita police are investigating several cases of suspicious activity involving a van.
Just before 4 Monday afternoon, officers responded to a suspicious character call at a business in the 7700 block of East Kellogg. A 54-year-old woman reported that an unknown man and an unknown woman passenger approached her 16-year-old son and 17-year-old daughter in a parking lot in a tan Ford Freestar van and asked them to help with their child. A photo of the van can be found in the news story on our webpage at knssradio.com. The teenagers refused. No children were observed in the van, and the suspects then fled in the van. There were no injuries reported. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Sedgwick County Commissioners had plenty of business to deal with at their Wednesday meeting.
The commission approved a three-year funding agreement with the Greater Wichita Partnership. The county will pay $400,000 per year to the organization, whose goal is to expand the region's commercial and industrial base. Commissioners also approved $200,000 for the Wichita Access Program, which helps fund medical care for uninsured, low-income residents of the county. Finally, by a 4-1 vote, the commission approved a zoning change near Rock Road and 39th Street South. That change will allow a dog training kennel on the property. Several neighbors spoke against that change. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A woman suspected in the killing of a Kansas couple who were working as carnival vendors pleaded not guilty to several charges. Kimberly Younger of Florida entered the plea Wednesday in the death of Alfred and Pauline Carpenter, who were working as vendors at the Barton County Fair in July of 2018 when they were killed, driven to Arkansas and buried. She is charged with 6 counts, including capital murder. During Wednesday's arraignment, prosecutors said they would not pursue the death penalty against Younger. Authorities say the Carpenters were killed after one suspect posed as a carnival mafia boss and ordered the killings. More delays for airline travelers and more often for longer spells on U.S. flights last year.
It never seems to get better, does it? A new government report says canceled flights were up, and so were the number of passengers bumped off overcrowded flights. However, travelers seem to be learning to take it all in stride. The rate of complaints remained nearly unchanged. The Transportation Department says 79% of domestic flights were on time, down slightly from 2018. And Aloha, at 87.7%, Hawaii Airlines took home the prize for being the nation's most punctual airline for the 16th straight year. They do have the advantage of excellent weather most of the time. Finishing last, discount carrier Frontier at 73%. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Police in New Orleans say a woman was struck and killed by a parade float as the city celebrated Mardi Gras. Witnesses say the woman tried to cross between a tandem float, which has two sections that are connected in the middle. She reportedly tripped over the hitch connecting the two sections and was run over by the back half of the float. The accident happened Wednesday night during the crew of Nick's parade. The rest of the floats in the parade were diverted after the collision. The woman has not been identified. Mardi Gras is February 25th. KNSS News time now, about 6 minutes past 7 o'clock here on this Thursday morning. Bills requiring greater transparency in police-related deaths drew some opposition in the Kansas House.
Kansas lawmakers are considering measures to require the public disclosure of information from investigations when a law enforcement officer kills someone and is not charged with a crime over the death. Law enforcement officials expressed strong reservations about two disclosure bills during a House Judiciary Committee hearing. Critics say requiring disclosure could endanger witnesses or make them less likely to cooperate fully. They say it might also allow private or embarrassing information about the deceased or their families to circulate. The bills were inspired by the fatal shooting by police of a Kansas City area teenager in January 2018. His mother called for greater transparency.
Information Network Steve Olinghouse. A Major League Baseball team is leaving radio behind for the internet.
The Oakland Athletics announcing in a press release they're leaving terrestrial radio for a full-time online audio streaming platform starting this season. A's Cast, the team's streaming service, will be an exclusive audio home for Athletics games. It'll be available to most Northern California residents by way of the website TuneIn. A's Cast was tested out last year and saw great success, actually rated Major League Baseball's top-ranking team podcast. A's fans in the Bay Area and a majority of Northern California should be able to listen on TuneIn free of charge. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
A fast food chain's scented merchandise is cooking up online buzz.
If you love the smell of McDonald's, this may be for you. The fast food chain debuting pickle and beef scented candles as part of its Quarter Pounder Fan Club merchandise. Each of these six candles represents a different ingredient of the meal, including onion and the sesame seed bun. The chain saying in a statement, there's no better smell than 100% fresh beef and a perfect combination of toppings. Reps recommend burning them all at once for maximum deliciousness. The Golden Arches adds, the limited time swag will be sold online soon. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. We do have the emergency accident reporting plan in effect this morning. Traffic conditions not good. And I understand that westbound Kellogg may be closed or blocked off. Westbound Kellogg this morning. Ted, are you with me this morning at all?
Can you hear me at all?
Yes, I can.
Oh, okay. All right.
Talk to me. Tell me about that traffic out there.
Streets are snowpacked, and we got tons of accidents in the elevated roadways. Yeah. It's, I know there's one. There's stuff all over the downtown flyover, and we've had stuff at Kellogg and West. That's why the emergency accident reporting plan is in effect. We got a lot of cars on some bad roadways this morning.
All right. Well, let's check the forecast now with the Ronell from KSN Storm Tracker. Ronell, what's going on, Ronell? Tell us.
Hey, good morning, Steve. Yeah, this is what we've been talking about, really hoping that there isn't much of a surprise out there for a lot of people getting ready to, you know, take that first step out the door. But it's not just Kellogg. You know, we've had multiple accident slide-offs being reported across the area. So I just wanted to mention that for those that plan on traveling out of Sedgwick County, maybe to a few surrounding areas and communities. But for the most part, it looks like a lot of that snow has wrapped up, maybe for, let's say, another hour or so, maybe a lingering flurry. But now it's all about the road conditions as well as the cold. We're going to need to make sure that we continue to allow ourselves extra time this morning on the roads, and also make sure that we're dressing warm, just because this is going to be the coldest day of the week. We've got wind chills in the teens right now, and then going through the rest of the day, we will be able to warm up, but only so much, getting up to a high of 35 degrees, and it is going to be a struggle trying to get above freezing. Northeast winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour, that's going to be the driving mechanism that's going to keep us cold all day long, as well as that fresh snow that we've now got on the ground. That's what's also going to keep us cold today. Partly cloudy to mostly clear skies tonight, so clearing out even more after we get a little bit of sunshine today. That's going to help us drop all the way down to 16 degrees by tomorrow morning. Winds turning lighter, but then picking up a little bit more tomorrow. Difference is they're going to be from the opposite direction, out of the southwest. This is what's going to help us get our next warming trend kicked into gear. High of 47 as we get through our Friday. Plenty of sunshine as well. Going to be a much better day tomorrow, I promise. 50s over the weekend. Next system moving in, though, after a brief break from the wet and wintry weather. And that's going to bring a few rain showers our way by the end of the weekend. by the time we get towards the middle of next week, temperatures eventually cooling back down into the 40s. And, Steve, it doesn't look like we're going to be able to break this unsettled trend. There's going to be at least a slight chance all the way through the middle of next week for a rain snow shower. Right now, 22 degrees, mostly cloudy skies, north winds at 13 miles an hour. Feels more like 10 thanks to those breezy winds. And, yeah, extra time. That's the key word. I feel like we've been a broken record this
week. A little extra time because the conditions are just, you know, it's the perfect storm for traffic problems this morning. People having the collisions and the westbound Kellogg blocked off. Wow. This is, haven't had anything like this for quite a while. So how many, Ron Elf, have you any idea how much snow we've gotten so far in the Wichita area? Any measurements yet coming in?
Yeah, so far it looks like around Wichita we've had anywhere between 1 to 2.5 inches officially. At National Eisenhower Airport, I believe they measured around 1.2 inches. At first it was 1, and then I think they said they got up another 2-tenths of an inch. But a little officially a little bit over 1 inch because, you know, that's where we take our official measurements is at the airport.
And it's a slushy, wet type snow, is that right?
Yeah, just because, I mentioned around the rest of the area, Mays, for example, getting 2.5 inches. So it's really going to depend on where you are, where you see, you know, the most snow. But either way, yeah, even where there's the least amounts of snow, things are still slushy, as well as, slick out there. And then we got to remember about those side streets, Steve. You know, we're used to seeing days like this where the main roads, they may be slushy, but as soon as you get off that off ramp trying to get to your job or get to a school, you know, some of those side streets may be covered with a little bit of snow.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you, Ron L. It's coming up on
7:14,
Steve, at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And this Thursday morning, February 20th, and Ted, it's an unusual morning around here, isn't it?
Yeah, just also got the report of an injury accident at 39th South and Rock.
Yeah, so we had several. And
lots.
Slow down, slow down, slow down. On this date in 1971, the National Emergency Warning Center in Colorado erroneously ordered U.S. radio and TV stations off the air.
That's not good.
Some stations heeded the alert, which was not lifted for about 40 minutes. Other stations said, "Now let's wait and see what that's all about. When we're having a nuclear war, what was going on?" That happened in 1971. A little misfire. That may be one of the reasons. I don't know for sure, but it may be one of the reasons why we test that thing every now and then just to make sure it's working properly and everybody's on the same page. But we do have a national warning system, and there it is. All right, Ted.
I thought the idea was to have us be on the air so they can tell us that something's happening, not to pull us off the air.
Well, and you had, I think in those days there was like one designated station in the area that would stay on the air, and I think it was KFH, maybe. Again, this is a lot of those rules and regulations about that stuff were kind of before my time, and I didn't know about all of them. All right, it's, what do we got here? 7:14, Steve and Ted. And, yesterday's high temperature 43, normal high is 49, so we're a little lower than normal, but not too bad, not too bad. Usually a photo of a hamburger covered with mold would not inspire you to run out and buy one, but Burger King hopes the moldy burger is featuring in a new ad series will do just that. Fast food chains ads in the U.S. and Europe depict a Whopper covered in mold to promote the fact that it's removing artificial preservatives.
Yep.
From its signature burger. It's the latest in a series of edgy Burger King ads aimed at breaking the mold, if you will, of traditional commercials. Yikes. The moldy messages have grown on some customers who cheer the breakaway from the preservatives, but the ad campaign isn't going down with others who say it's just gross. I don't want to have anything to do with it. 7:16 now, Steve and Ted. Let's see, what else is going on? Bill Roy's birthday today.
From the Wichita Business Journal.
Yeah, our good friend Bill Roy having a birthday. I don't know how old he is, but he's a spring chicken, I think.
Well, yeah.
He's one of our favorite guys.
Yeah, good guy.
We're going to be talking to him in about 30 minutes.
Half hour, yeah.
Have him talking about the Wichita Business Journal and what's going on there. We are at 7.
I'm sure his big birthday party at the penthouse suite downtown at the Ambassador is going in full swing right now.
Why has that? Have you been invited to that?
I have not. I'm just kind of theorizing what's going on in his
because
life.
If there was an invitation, it got lost in the mail for me. But I'm sure he's going to have a lot of cake and ice cream and party favors and those little things that make noise, right?
Hey now,
Bill Roy's birthday. All right, 7:17 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and So we got some sports to talk about this morning. Ted Woodward Sports this morning. And, Ted, we got, K-State basketball, but Shocker basketball tonight. That's always fun, right?
Shockers at home at Koch Arena tonight. Wichita State hosting the Bulls of South Florida. Shocks are coming off back-to-back wins, going for their 20th win of the season. Shocks with a record of 19-6. Wichita State is a 10-point favorite on home court tonight. Shocks right now are in 5th place in the conference. South Florida in 10th place. The Shockers beat the Bulls by 13 points a month ago in Tampa. Tonight is the rematch in Wichita. Also, it'll be Pink Night at Koch Arena as a part of the American Cancer Society Coaches versus Cancer. Wichita State wearing pink jerseys, pink shoes, and pink shorts tonight at the Shocker game. Wichita State hosting South Florida. Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl begin their pregame coverage at 5 p.m. The game will tip off at 6 o'clock tonight, and that is on 103.7 KEYN. And Shocker head coach Greg Marshall is trying to get his team to maximize its talent.
Accepting coaching, you know, playing more to your strengths, going to the offensive glass every time, sprinting in transition, which I thought we've done very well of late. Those are the type of things that we're looking to do now. And if each individual can improve just 1%, then everyone improves. The group will improve more than that because of everyone improving 1%. That just helps us going forward as a team.
There you go. 6 o'clock tip-off tonight at Koch Arena for Shocker basketball. The Kansas State men's basketball team lost on the road last night 69-62 at Texas Tech, as the Wildcats drop their 6th in a row, longest losing streak for the Wildcats in 15 years. They still haven't won a conference road game this season. K-State falls to 9-17 on the year. They are in the cellar of the Big 12 Conference. JUCO men's basketball last night. The place was rocking at the power plant in El Dorado. Butler Community College hosting the number 5 ranked team in the nation, Cowley College, and its high-powered offense. But on this night, it was the Butler Grizzlies piling up the triple-digit points. Dennis Higgins had the call of the game last night on Sports Radio KFH.
Passes up the floor, goes to Bryce. He goes in for a right-handed dunk. And the Grizzlies are leading 57-53. And Cameron Bryce was fouled on the dunk.
About that, Butler wins it 105-94, stopping Cowley's 12-game winning streak. Butler has now won 6 in a row and is playing some great basketball now with a record of 22-6 as the Grizzlies piled up 62 points in the second half. And Butler went 46-54 at the free throw stripe for 85%.
Oh, wow.
As Butler gets the 11-point win, knocking off one of the top 5 teams in the nation. Good stuff there for the Butler Grizzlies. We did have some baseball action yesterday. Tabor won on the road and knocked off a top 10 team. The Tabor baseball team beats 10th-ranked Oklahoma City on the road 12-3. Big win for the Tabor baseball team here early in the season. In women's basketball in JUCO play last night, Hutchinson Community College wins on the road at Barton County, 86-67. The Hutchinson women are ranked 12th in the nation, now with a record of 26-3. They have won 13 of their last 14. That was their regular season road finale. The Hutchinson women get a nice win. That's sports with Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
All right, Ted, very good. 7:21, and keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Health advice: don't kiss your chickens. All right, that's coming up with Rush Limbaugh. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.